This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
This month in the news, a gamma ray burst candidate, the sun's long-lost twin, and black holes in virtual reality. First up, a team led by Joseph Callingham has produced an incredible image of a star system that might produce the closest gamma ray burst ever to be detected. This star system, nicknamed Apep after the Egyptian snake deity of chaos, contains a binary pair of Wolf-Rayet stars. These are massive stars near the end of their lives that have finished burning hydrogen and will eventually become supernovae. In Apep, these stars are orbiting each other at a very high velocity, almost fast enough to tear the stars themselves apart, and producing stellar winds of around 3,400 kilometers per second. It's these winds that have created the most striking feature of Apep. When viewed in the infrared, pinwheel-shaped trails of dust spiral around the central stars, as can be seen in the image produced by the Very Large Telescope. This sight of a star wrapped by a series of serpentine coils is what led it to being named Apep, after the mortal enemy of the Egyptian sun god Ra. Not only is Apep a spectacular sight in itself, but when the stars do collapse to form supernovae, it's believed they might produce a gamma ray burst. Gamma ray bursts are the brightest events in the universe. They involve a strong release of energy at gamma ray wavelengths, which can last between a few milliseconds and a few hours. After the gamma component dies down, they're followed by a longer-lived afterglow in longer wavelengths, from X-ray through visible through the radio spectrum. Gamma ray bursts are, however, quite rare. So far, every burst detected has been outside our galaxy, with the closest to date being around 130 million light years away. Not only is Apep in the Milky Way the only gamma ray burst candidate that we've found here so far, but it's only 8,000 light years away. Previously, sources have been too far away to study the stars that created the bursts, so if one does happen, we'll have an unprecedented chance to study its build-up and evolution. When could we expect to see such a gamma ray burst? The orbital period of the Wolf-Rayet stars helps set a limit. The velocity they're currently moving at can only be maintained for a few 100,000 years, which is a very short time in astronomy terms, so it could be at any time. In the meanwhile, further observations can help us understand just what's happening in this remarkable system. Now, from stars very different to our own to one that's very much the same. So much so that it's been described as a solar twin. Discovered by the Ombre project, a star called HD 186302 has been found to share a large number of characteristics with the Sun. It has very similar chemical abundances, metallicity, which is a measure of the elements that aren't hydrogen or helium, temperature, and ratio of carbon isotopes to the Sun, and a spectral type only a few steps away, a G3V or G5V compared to the Sun's G2V. More significantly, however, this star's age is very close to the Sun's age, which raises the possibility that they could have the same origins. Rather than being so similar by pure chance, this star and the Sun may have formed in the same stellar nursery over 4.5 billion years ago, before the motion of the Milky Way scattered the stars in the nursery. At only 180 light years away, the current location and movements of HD 186302 suggest that it may well be possible that these two stars share a common origin. HD 186302 is only the second solar sibling ever discovered. The first, HD 162826, is around 110 light years away, and it's believed to be unlikely that we'll find any closer to us. Even so, the more of these sibling stars that are found, the more we'll be able to learn about the Sun's origin. Plans are also now underway to scan HD 186302 to see if it has any planets. And who knows, perhaps it might have one that looks a little bit like the one we live on. Finally, have you ever wondered what it might look like up close to a black hole? Thanks to a team from Radboud University and Goethe University, you can find out. Using detailed computational models, this group has made a 360-degree virtual reality simulation of the supermassive black hole at the centre of the Milky Way, Sagittarius A star, which can be viewed with any VR console. As well as allowing for an understanding of the mechanics behind black holes for scientists, the team believes it could serve as a valuable outreach tool, allowing the general public to take a look at these extreme objects. It could also be used as a teaching resource, to help interactively introduce children to the phenomenon of black holes. Even the closest black holes are far away enough that no human today will be able to see one this close in person, but now it's possible to enjoy the sights in the safety and comfort of our own homes.